Going to be windy, though, even away from the rains today, tonight, and tomorrow, with a wind advisory in effect. Goes to about 80, drops to the mid-60s. Early morning storms tomorrow, near daybreak, tapered off through the morning, and just partly sunny for the afternoon. Early 60s, go to a high tomorrow of 80. 50s in the morning Wednesday, sunshine with a high of mid-70s. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Come and enjoy the annual spring bird migration. You'll enjoy guided tours to see and hear neotropical songbirds as they make their spring migration across the Gulf of Mexico. Bring your cameras and binoculars to enjoy up-close views at the Grand Isle Migratory Bird Festival, April 19th, 20th at Grand Isle School on Ludwig Lane. Get more info at townofgrandisle.com.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio Incorporated.
That's right. I am dangerous.
He's awake, not woke.
We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Meow. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cats. We need more dogs.
He may be small in stature, but he's big on opinion. Welcome to the Christian Garrick Show.
Wait till they get a load of me.
He's a patriot, a Marine, Semper Fi. Jump in the fighting hole with Christian at 504-556-9696. And now, here's Christian.
Hey now, Semper Fi. Good afternoon, recruits. Welcome in to the Christian Garrick Show here on this Monday afternoon, live from the God Be Jardina Law Group Studios. Jump in the fighting hole with me on our St. Charles Driving Academy phone lines, 504-556-9696. You can now text the show as well at 504-723-0012. That's 504-723-0012. Maybe you don't have time to call in, and in particular on a day like today, we're having some issues with our phone lines. You can text the show, 504-723-0012. You can also interact with me on our DTS Appliance Direct Opinion Poll online at thechristiangarrickshow.com. Donald Trump's bond has been dropped in New York to $175 million, and he has 10 days to pay it. He's speaking right now. We'll try to get you some of those remarks in a little bit. But the cases against the former president are falling apart at the seams, and the liberal left is starting to panic. Of course, we have our weekly conversation. Actually, we're not going to unless our phones get back. Reginald, Jasmine, and Bubba Deckert. We'll see. LSU baseball loses another SEC series, this time to Florida. Is it time to get concerned about the Tigers? I'll get into that in the next hour. But I think there's a life lesson we can all take away from Jay Johnson's ejection from the game yesterday. Patty, I don't know how often you watch LSU baseball, but Jay Johnson got ejected from the game yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that on your tease. I didn't know that. I didn't watch it.
Yeah. We'll get into that in a second. First, though, it's time now to drive home the point, brought to you by St. Charles Driving Academy. 100 years of driver education experience serving the New Orleans metropolitan and suburban areas. It's safe, affordable, and trusted by thousands of students and families. Take it from a Christian. I trust St. Charles Driving Academy, and you should, too. I sent two of my sons through their wonderful academy. I'm going to send my third here in just a couple of years when he's of age. Now, let's drive home the point. Brought to you by St. Charles Driving Academy. So I mentioned Jay Johnson, LSU baseball coach, and we're not starting with sports. I'm tying this around ultimately what's going on around the world, but I think we can learn a little bit about LSU coach Jay Johnson's ejection yesterday. So what happened was things got chirpy as Florida was putting a beating on LSU. Jared Jones hit a home run, a solo home run in the fifth inning, and kind of stared down Florida's pitcher, Jack Caglione. Some words were exchanged. The umpires ended up giving both teams a warning. First mistake. The rule of baseball umpiring is there really are no warnings. You either toss them or you tolerate it. Nonetheless, the umpire issued both Florida and LSU a warning. In the next half inning, Jack Caglione struck out Hayden Travinsky, and Caglione had some words directed right at Travinsky, and that sent Coach Jay Johnson over the hill. He was upset. Sent him boiling over. And he took exception to the umpire not tossing Caglione from the game after both teams were given a warning. But it was Jay Johnson that ended up getting tossed because he had some choice words. And I'm on Jay Johnson's side here. First, he has to show his players that he's going to fight for them. Secondly, If you read his lips, he used words soft a few times, and rightfully so. The umpire was soft. Don't issue a warning and then have the spine not to not enforce it. This leads me to my greater point, though. The bigger picture here is in life. Stop issuing warnings and just do it. I don't parent from a place of warnings. My kids are already aware of the expectations and standards that I have, and that their mother has. There are certain things I'll tolerate for my kids, and there are certain things I have a hard line for me with my kids that they don't cross it. If they do, there are expectations and there are repercussions if you don't live up to the expectations. There are consequences. Tell my kids all the time. Your actions have consequences. I don't warn my kids. I don't warn my friends. I don't warn my enemies. I simply just act. And that's something that we as a country have kind of fallen into. We want to warn our enemies. Joe Biden, remember, tells all our enemies all the time, don't. That's it. That's what he said, don't. Don't what? That's soft. That's a soft warning. President Obama did the same kind of thing. I come from a position of peace and strength and a constitution. There are certain things I'll allow to happen in my life, and there are certain things I will not. Stop warning people, or I look at it even more so as an empty threat. If you do this, I'm going to do this. I want people around me that don't know exactly what I'm going to do. I want my kids a little off balance with me. Predictability is dangerous when you're coming from a position of authority, in particular, when you're leading. And that's what our country is facing right now. Joe Biden is so predictable. Our enemies know he's soft. He's soft as duck feathers. And that's why we see a war in Ukraine, a war in the Middle East, North Korea, Iran, China, Russia, all trying to establish a new world order, removing America as a superpower. There's a reason Donald Trump had peace around the globe. He wasn't soft. He's not predictable. And our enemies didn't really know what he would do if they acted up. That's a good thing. And that's ultimately what Jay Johnson was upset about. The umpire didn't uphold an issued warning. See what happens? Chaos happens when you threaten somebody and don't hold their feet to the fire. Basically, I liken America to that soft umpire yesterday. The issue is much bigger than the winner of and loser of a baseball game, though. We can't just toss our enemies out of the game. We've lost the important issue of respect around the world. Meanwhile, being sold a bill of goods with this climate change stuff. Patty, do you know how many countries are the top 100 most polluted cities in the world are in the United States? Do you know how many? Just take a guess.
Jeez, I don't have any idea. Maybe 10?
One. You know where most of the polluted cities around the world are? You know where they preside? Or where
I'm going to guess.
On the map?
Asia.
China.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
India, Russia. So how are our inclusion in climate change going to help when our foes could give a rip about the climate and about the planet? They care more about, well, imagine this concept, their own country's security and gain. Not America, though, not under Joe Biden. We've allowed 9 million illegal aliens to enter our country. And did anybody see what happened in Russia over the weekend? ISIS-K killed hundreds of Russians at a theater. You think that's not going to happen here? We're allowing terrorists into our country. It's like bringing the sheep to the wolf. I've said this before. This country's in grave danger, the likes of which we've never seen. Meanwhile, we have Republicans in Congress that constantly just roll over and give the Democrats what they want without getting anything that we need for the American people. A $1.2 trillion spending package approved by the House Republicans on Friday, right before the Easter break. That was all strategic. I can't tell you, I can't begin to express how disappointed I am in Mike Johnson, who represents Louisiana. He's the Speaker of the House. And the Friday before the Easter break, he pulls this stunt. The first words out of his mouth when he became the speaker was, I'm a conservative. Are you? And then we see Democrats dancing in the aisle. More reckless spending that's going to hurt our country. I don't understand what it is about the Republicans that they don't want to fight. Marjorie Taylor Greene draws up paperwork to oust Mike Johnson. So I'm going to kind of tie this all up into a little bow. LSU coach Jay Johnson was justified in getting tossed from the game yesterday because he wasn't going to stand around and watch a mandate or a warning go unfulfilled. Stop warning people and start acting. That goes for the Republicans. Talk is cheap. Put words into action. All right, we'll step away and come back. This is the Christian Garrick Show on WGSO.
And major flooding threatens cities, towns, and rural homes across the Gulf states. So chances are there will be more storms and floods near here again. And between school, sports, and social lives, chances are you won't be with your kids when it happens. Will they know what to do? Ready.gov/kids has all the educational tools and information to make the conversation easy. When the time comes, chances are they'll feel prepared, not scared. So talk with your family today.
We are driving home the point every day on the Christian Garrick Show. St. Charles Driving Academy has 100 years of driver education, experience serving New Orleans metropolitan and suburban areas, reminding you buzz driving is drunk driving. Call to schedule your driving class today.
I can't hear you.
504-450-5333. 504-450-5333. Take it from a Christian. Call St. Charles Driving Academy. I've sent two of my kids through their wonderful program. For pricing information, visit stcharlesdrivingacademy.com.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Mary Ann Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Mary Ann. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dreams at WGSO.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
Join me, BJ Rust, every Saturday night for the Something to Say radio show on WGSO 990 AM and streaming live on WGSO.com.
Got your license to grill? Call Chew On This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO, and tell us all about it. Don Clement and Patty B are waiting to hear your cooking secrets.
Welcome back to the Christian Garrick Show. Pro-American conversation happens here. Speak freely and call Christian at 504-556-9696.
All right, back here on the Christian Garrick Show. Donald Trump, the former president, is speaking live in New York right now. His bond has been reduced in the hush money fraudulent case with no victim. So silly. This is all just so politically driven. His bond was reduced, though, to $175 million, and he has 10 days to pay that. So this is a small, minor victory for the Trump campaign. But it's still a witch hunt. I mean, it's falling apart. Fannie Willis, you know, we all know about her little affair with her prosecutor and Nathan Wade, and how he was a family law guy getting ready to prosecute a RICO case. That's falling apart. Letitia James in New York, and this judge, Egeron, has been overturned 5 times in the appellate process in this case. So that shows you it's a witch hunt, nothing more. And Donald Trump's right. Here we are, 8 months from the election. He shouldn't be on trial for anything. If you want to wait until after the election, fine. But in the Letitia James case, where's the victim? He overappraised what his property values were. That happens all the time in this country. And then the banks say, no, this is what we have it appraised. So this is what we're willing to give you the loan for. By the way, he's about to cash in $3 billion when Truth Social goes public. He's got to wait, I think, 6 months before he can sell any of his shares. But what the Democrats don't quite understand is Donald Trump's always one step ahead of them. He's one step, and I think the American people are seeing this for what it is, a sham. This is a witch hunt, and businesses in New York are fleeing left and right. New Yorkers are leaving because of the high taxes, the high crime, all these shenanigans going on. New York's judicial system used to be one of the best in the country. Now international businesses are looking at New York going, I'm not going there. I'm not bringing my business there. If that can happen to him, how do you know it won't happen to me? I mean, it's just been a complete weaponization of the DOJ. This is strictly political. If they had all these, why'd they wait until a year and 4 months before the election? Because it's all political. It's all driven by Joe Biden and the progressive left. They can't stand Donald Trump. They know he's a massive threat to their power. So they're trying to do anything they can, including seizing his property, which they won't get. I'm sure Letitia James had big designs on taking down the name of Trump off the Trump Tower and other businesses that he owns. And this is anti-American. I mean, this is stuff that I never thought would be going on in the United States of America. Now, we've seen some things internally, done some things that, part of history in this country. But I never thought that a former president would be indicted on bogus charges and going on, an 8-year temper tantrum, potentially going on for another 4 years. It's the longest temper tantrum I've ever seen in my life. And don't think that this is just about Donald Trump. It's not just about Donald Trump. This is their playbook. The Progressive Democratic Party, that's their playbook now. That's how they play. They want to play identity politics, and they want to weaponize the DOJ, whatever power they have against you. And this could be Ron DeSantis. They'd be doing it to him maybe differently. This could have been name your Republican, Tim Scott, whomever. They would have attacked him the same way, unfairly, and weaponized the DOJ against them. And if they can do it against Donald Trump, you don't think they can do it to you, Patty? You better believe it. You don't think that they can do it to me? Oh, yeah, they can. That's why this election in November is incredibly important. I said that about the last election, but this one is, it's the most important of my lifetime. 46 years old. They can't win. And they know they can't win. That's why they're doing this. They, meaning the progressive left and Joe Biden's buddies, Sleepy Joe. By the way, Joe Biden's campaigns are 10, 12 people in a room, typically in front of pro-Biden union supporters. Donald Trump's rallies have thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people at his rallies. Donald Trump will get you some of that sound from earlier today. He said he's going to abide by the order. He's going to pay it within 10 days. And the hush money case is set to start on April 15th. And it's really not even hush money. I hate the term. But more of this bogus nonsense from the left about Donald Trump. That's how afraid they are of him. And quite frankly, Republicans are afraid of him too. Because before he showed up, they were running amok. Right, left. And let me inform my audience too. These politicians, it's theater to a degree. I mean, they're up there when they're not, you know, on the House floor or on the Senate floor. They're yucking it up together, out to dinner, hanging out. And then the lights come on and they start attacking each other. I'm not saying all of them. I can't imagine Jim Jordan. Excuse me. I can't imagine Jim Jordan hanging out with AOC. But by and large, the American people are the ones that are suffering the most from both of them, quite frankly. The Republicans don't have a spine. They're too afraid to fight. The progressive left wants to do some radical things around climate change. Joe Biden doubled down on his EV mandates after being asked by car manufacturers, Ford, et cetera, saying, hey, there's no demand for them. Why are you continuing to force us to make them? We can't sell them. Enterprise has basically ditched their EVs. All these car rental places that had EVs sold them because there's no demand. They're not reliable. And again, if the progressive left and the radicals were really serious about climate change, why aren't we talking about nuclear power? Why are they not bringing up, that's the cleanest and safest, nuclear power? And I'm for renewable energy. I'm all for it. But we don't have the infrastructure for these EVs. Oh, by the way, people can barely afford groceries these days. You think they can afford an electric vehicle? $50,000, $60,000. We're seeing people surrender their cars because they're delinquent, because of a bad economy, because earnings are down 4%. Rent is up. Energy's up. Groceries are up. Heating your home is up 44%. You think we can afford EVs, Joe? Please. When there's infrastructure and we can handle it and the capacity to handle it, I'm all about it. But again, here at Hurricane Alley in Louisiana, we need gas. We need gas to run our generators for when storms come through. We need gas to get in contraflow and hours upon hours upon hours of traffic. This is the Christian Garrick Show on WGSO.
Hi, this is State Treasurer John Schroeder with an important message. $4.4 million of unclaimed property checks are going out to citizens across the state as a result of a data match with the Louisiana Department of Revenue. We do this annually, and each year about 20% of those checks go uncashed. If you get a check in the mail from the Louisiana Department of Treasury Unclaimed Property Program, cash it. It's real. It's your money, Louisiana. For more information, go to latreasury.com.
This is Lenny Minutillo, chef and co-owner of the Happy Italian Pizzeria Restaurant and Catering in Harahan, home of the original meat sauce pizza and sesame-crusted muffaletta calzone. We have one of the Gulf South's unique granite conveyor pizza ovens, providing a crisp finish on our pizza pie. Our fresh doughs, classic and Neapolitan style, are made daily in-house using only spring water and organic flour. We have over 40 premium toppings, and choose from one of our 5 sauces and 6 different cheeses. Along with pizzas and calzones, we serve only fresh local seafood, eggplant parmesan, lasagna, ravioli, fresh pasta, daily specials, and local Louisiana favorites. Now, Wednesdays only, 50% off any bottle of wine from our list of over 65 to choose from. The Happy Italian Pizzeria, 7105 Jefferson Highway in Harahan. Open 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Wednesday through Saturday for lunch and dinner. Find us at happyitalian.com. Like us on Facebook and love us on your taste.
Tune in to the Your Personal Bank show Saturdays at 11 a.m. or contact Ference at yourpersonalbank.com. The Your Personal Bank show Saturdays at 11 a.m. on WGSO 990
AM, New
Orleans.
Hi, everybody. This is Jackie Gumbo. I'm inviting you to join me every Sunday at 5 p.m. for Uncle Jackie's Gumbo, heard only on WGSO 990 AM or WGSO.com.
I'm pet trendologist Charlotte Reed. Listen to the Pet Buzz airing every Saturday at 6 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Jeff Palermo. The House Transportation Committee approves legislation to do away with the requirement for Louisiana drivers to get in an inspection sticker. Stonewall Representative Larry Bagley told lawmakers there is no reason for the sticker.
There's no reason to do it. I mean, it costs money, and again, it takes time out of your day to have to go do it. And if you get caught in violation, then you have to pay a fine.
Bagley says vehicles are built better and law enforcement officers can pull over a vehicle they believe is not safe. The measure heads to the House Appropriations. Democrat Henry Whitehorn has made history by becoming the first black man elected as Caddo Parish Sheriff. The former head of state police secured 53% of the vote on Saturday after winning by one vote over Republican opponent John Nicholson in November. Political analyst Scott Hughes.
The big surprise was the margin of victory. Given that we'd run this race twice already, including a now infamous one vote total with over 40,000 cast, when the ballots all came back, we had a 4,000 or 5,000 vote margin.
LRN.
If you're looking for the most epic place on earth, let's start at the base of a massive waterfall. Then trek through the thick jungle. Then climb to the peak of a snowy mountaintop. Then once you get there, keep going, because with intelligent 4x4 and 7 drive modes and a Nissan Pathfinder, the search is the real adventure.
Available feature. Intelligent 4x4 cannot prevent collisions or provide enhanced traction in all conditions. Always monitor traffic and weather conditions.
When life gets tough, 988 can provide help and hope. Reach out to Louisiana's free helpline anytime you need emergency emotional support. Whether you had a tough day, have thoughts of suicide, or just need someone to talk to, 988 specialists will listen and help you work through whatever you're dealing with. Call or text 988 or chat online at louisiana988.org. It's free, confidential, and here for you 24/7.
Once again, call or text 988 or chat online at louisiana988.org.
Why was the basketball court all wet? Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We love our festivals here in South Louisiana. My favorite is coming up on Friday, April 12th, the Louisiana Strawberry Festival in Ponchatoula's Memorial Park, 301 North 6th Street. Since 1972, the Louisiana Strawberry Festival has attracted visitors from near and far to celebrate our local strawberry farmers, nonprofits, and our special community, flourishing into the largest free harvest festival in the state of Louisiana. For more information, visit lastrawberryfestival.com. Join us for 3 days filled with time-honored traditions, amazing food and drinks, live music, rides, and loads of fun.
Hi, I'm Huck.
And this is Dave.
Please join us on Liberty or Lockdown on Thursdays at 5 p.m.
Be there!
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Ben Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Ben Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
Hello, y'all. Let's talk daily from 4 to 5 about our town. The Cynthia Clark Show is powered by Vinyl Tech, the Gulf Coast's premier exterior home improvement expert.
Ryan Richardson is here to tell you that you should tune into my show, Conversations with Ryan Richardson, every Saturday afternoon from 1 p.m. until 2 p.m. right here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
You're locked into the Christian Garrick Show. Pro-American conversation happens here. Speak freely at 504-556-9696. Now, here's Christian Garrick.
Back here on the Christian Garrick Show, our phones are down a little bit. You can text me, 504-723-0012. That's 504-723-0012. According to GatewayPundit.com, a ridiculous amount of illegal immigrants have had their deportation cases dismissed. Over 200,000 illegal aliens have had their deportation cases dismissed because the Department of Homeland Security, led by Alejandro Mayorkas, has reportedly failed to file necessary legal documents in a timely manner. There you have it, folks. That's what their game plan is. Those 200,000 illegal aliens, they're going to try to fast-track them to be dreamers and then therefore can vote. It was a report published by Transactional Records Access Clearinghouse, TRAC, at Syracuse University, according to the New York Post. The TRAC report, released last Wednesday, included data through February 2024. It highlighted a systemic issue where thousands of notices to appear, NTAs, have not been filed with immigration court ahead of the migrant scheduled hearings, rendering courts unable to proceed deportation cases and rule on any asylum claims. I think the Biden administration might be listening to my show because all of a sudden Siri started going off on my phone. Anyway, large numbers of dismissals. And that shows you the lack of transparency of this White House. Remember, this is the adults were in the room when they took over, and this is the most transparent administration ever, as my friend from Matthew from HOMA likes to point out all the time. And these NTAs are critical documents in the immigration process, marking the start of a formal proceeding after migrants are apprehended or illegally entering the United States. Add these to the number of known gotaways. So what happens typically is illegal aliens are given a hearing date, which can be years in the future, to make their case for asylum before an immigration judge. These hearings, in order for them to take place, the NTA must be officially filed with the court. So not only are they not... Excuse me. All of a sudden, my smart devices want to start talking to me. It's the Biden administration listening. Anyway, let me get back to it. Not only are they not protecting our southern border, they're not even protecting us when they get in. They're replacing Hispanic American people with these illegal aliens. They're replacing the black community with these illegal aliens. They know they've gone so far left that so many have left their party and won't vote for them anymore. This is the restockpile of votes for the Democratic Party. They talk about comprehensive immigration reform. Oh, and our immigration system is broken. What's broken about it? Tell me what's broken. That you have to come through our country and you have to be vetted and you have to take a class and know the history of the country in which you want to come and live, and you're documented. We know where you are. We know your background history. We know you're not a violent, murdering thug. What's wrong with our immigration system? Nothing. When the Democrats say comprehensive immigration reform, they're saying they want borders open. Meanwhile, we also have an issue at our northern border. They're coming through our northern border. I mean, if you were trying to write a book If you were trying to write a book on how to bring down America, this is what you would have in the book. Open borders, Chinese spy balloons flying across our country, record of number of Americans taking out credit card debt, two-thirds of the country living paycheck to paycheck, two wars, one in the Middle East, one in Europe. China's on the move. Iran refunded. Hezbollah, Hamas. They were dormant for 4 years. Russia didn't invade Ukraine. North Korea stayed in line. China unleashed a virus. Who's holding them accountable? Remember, this administration, this president, seeks competition, not conflict with China. He has to preface that every time he addresses them, because they put millions of dollars in his and his son's pockets. I don't know when we're going to learn, Republicans included, China, Russia, Iran, they're not our friends. They want to see America fall. They're trying to change the world currency, the world order. They want to tear down America. And you have some in this country that are helping them. They're doing it from within. Squad members, Ilhan Omar should be expelled from Congress and deported. Jayapal, AOC. They're anti-Americans. They want other countries to have success, not America. They want this country to fall. It's unbelievable. The path that we're on is incredibly dangerous. And there are so many that just, they said this on TV. So everything's great. No. Our legacy media does thy bidding of the Democratic Party. They are an extension of the Democratic Progressive Party. I don't care what they say. They can deny it all they want. It's been proven by their actions. It's scary to think about what could be ahead for this country. So back to the story. In 2020, 6,482 cases were also dismissed due to missing NTAs, a figure that rose to 33,802 in 2021. And it further surged to 80,000 in 2022. Now it's up to 200,000. A gradual increase. The track report notes that a slight decrease to 68,000 dismissals in 2023. So far in 2024, 10,598. From 2014 to 2020, less than 1% of deportation cases were dismissed for lack of NTAs. So this is intentional. That's two administrations, or one and a half. It was the back half of Obama's second term, 2014, and the first term, the only term, unfortunately, for Donald Trump. Less than 1% of deportation cases were dismissed for lack of NTAs. The first 3 years of the Biden regime saw an alarming 8.4% dismissal rate for the same reason, according to the New York Post. According to the findings from the track and also from the Post, the DHS manages to correct the issue for one in four migrants affected by the problem, with nearly 2,000 cases experiencing a second late filing of NTAs. This is intentional. They're doing this on purpose. The report also identifies immigration courts in Houston and Miami have particularly high rates of dismissal due to this very issue. 50% of cases since 2021 have been dismissed for not having the right paperwork. That's neglectful and it's intentional. There's no other way to explain it. This is a simple, simple solution. Now, the report tries to suggest the problem may lie in Border Patrol agents and other DHS personnel being given authority to schedule immigration hearings on their own. I'm not buying that for a second. That's not a reason. This is done by Alejandro Mayorkas. This is probably some edict that was off the record, and the Border Patrol rank and file can't talk about it because they'll lose their job. Wow. And we think that we're going to be able to just motor right along and be fine in this country. No problems are going to come of this. Well, the chickens are going to come home the roost eventually. It's only a matter of time. We'll step away and come back. This is the Christian Garrick Show on WGSO. Against the wind. We were running against the wind. We were young and strong. We were running against the wind.
Spring is here, and it's time to get outside for some exercise and fun. Join us at the United Way of St. Charles Bridge Run on April 13th. This 5K run offers you spectacular views as the course crosses the mighty Mississippi on the Hale Boggs Bridge in St. Charles Parish. This 5K run will start at the East Bank, cross the Mississippi River, and arrive at our post-event party with food, drinks, and music. For more information, visit raceroster.com and search for United Way Bridge Run.
I'm here with Brett Thomas, CEO and president of Rhino Web Studios.
So what sets you apart?
Care. What sets us apart is we stay on with you. Our company slogan is, you'll never need another web designer again if you have the funds to have it done correctly and have it done right. I mean, this world is full of web designers that build cheap websites. And it might even look pretty, but try to get that website to show up on the top of the search engine. You can go to our website, rhinopm.com. Or you can call our number at 504-875-5036.
Hey, it's Christian. When I need commercial signs to digital media to apparel, I go to Pro Signs and Branding. They're family-owned and founded by two brothers that live right here in the community as your neighbor, as parents, and as a contributor to society, one sign at a time. Pro Signs and Branding has been in business since 2005. Pro Signs and Branding, your ultimate source for your branding needs. From small and large projects to indoors and outdoors, we can help you start and complete your projects in a timely fashion. Visit PSBNOLA.com. That's PSBNOLA.com or call 504-353-1654.
Hey, it's Kevin Carr with your personal sneak preview invitation to join me on Sunday evening from 8 to 9 for Fat Guys at the Movies. Each week, I give you my take on the newest movies and movie news, but in a fun way. Not like those stuffy movie review snobs who take themselves way too seriously. I tell you if the new movies rock or not. Yes, it's fun for all ages with Fat Guys at the Movies. I'll see you Sunday evening at 8 on WGSO 990 AM.
Hi, I'm William Wallace. You can hear me live on Tuesday nights at 5 o'clock here on WGSO or see what I have to say on Facebook at William Wallace for America.
Hey, Mimi, we're moving.
Moving to Wednesdays at 5.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
And take your phone call.
You can listen to us on 990 AM WGSO, WGSO.com.
And find out who's right. Of course, that's me.
No, of course, that's me. I've been doing this 23 years, Mimi.
Practice makes perfect.
So you see, we'll have plenty to talk about on He Said, She Said.
Wednesdays at 5.
Right here on WGSO.
Hi, this is Susan Berniker bringing you a new show, Health Connections. Every Friday afternoon at 5 p.m., doctors, researchers, authors, and more. Join me Friday at 5 o'clock right here on WGSO, 990 a.m.
Hey, y'all, the Beat Exchange has a new time slot. Mondays at 7 p.m. on WGSO, 990 a.m. in New Orleans, the Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover.
Destroying wokeness one conversation at a time. Welcome back to the Christian Garrick Show. Right here on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Back here on the Christian Garrick Show, Joe Biden upsetting our greatest ally, Benjamin Netanyahu and Israel, over the UN ceasefire vote. Netanyahu calls off his AIDS trip to Washington because, yeah, we should be distancing ourselves from Israel. Joe Biden has gotten every foreign policy decision wrong his entire career. Anyway, the former president, Donald Trump, was in New York earlier today. He had his bond reduced from $454 million to $175 million in 10 days. And basically, a trial date has been set for the Alvin Bragg case and Letitia James. That bond hearing was reduced by more than half. Let's hear from the former president after today's ruling.
You take a look at any one of them and you say any one of them, it wouldn't make any difference. This is all weaponization of DOJ and FBI. They raided my house in violation of a thing called the Fourth Amendment. Not allowed to do that. They raided my house in Florida, Mar-a-Lago. No notice, no nothing. They raided it. I can't believe it. Nobody can believe it. And we'll see how that all works out in the end. But it's illegal what they're doing. It's criminal what they're doing. And it's never been done before in this country. You can't have.
It's election interference among many, many, many things. I mean, this is the presumptive GOP nominee for the election that's coming up in, what, 8 months? And they're dragging them all over the courtroom, in different courtrooms. And Letitia James campaigned on the idea of getting Trump. This is, and I think most Americans have seen, are seeing right through this and saying this is an absolute disaster. They're seeing the weaponization of our government against a political rival. And they're talking about, oh, Donald Trump's going to seek retribution. Would you blame him? I don't think he will, should he win. And I don't think he should. But would you blame him if he did? I mean, look what they've put him and his family through. I mean, attacks on his wife, attacks on his kids, him. But he's back at it. And it's backfired on him because his approval rating or his popularity just grows with every indictment. It just grows. His supporters just dig in even further and say, okay, all right, we'll see you in November. We'll see you in November. And even some that weren't Trump supporters have now become Trump supporters because they recognize the weaponization of the DOJ. And that scares Americans because if they can do it to him, they can do it to us. I'm taking the last hour. We're going to have a replay, and we'll lead it into the food show. Marianne and Tom Fitzmaurice. Patty Burnham produces that show. Patty, what's coming up on that, on the food show?
Well, Christian, we always spend Mondays reviewing Marianne's activities over the weekend, and it usually takes the whole 2 hours to do it.
Really?
Oh, yeah, because she goes all over. She gets something in her mind that she's going to write about, and she'll go pick up 10 different food things from 10 different restaurants, and she'll review them all. And then they always go out to eat, so she'll be reviewing that. So it'll be a pretty interesting show.
How does she stay? She's in fairly good shape. I mean, she's, you know, she's not heavy, I don't think, the pictures I've seen of her. How does she stay skinny or lean?
She rides her bike all the time. She lives out in the country, and she gets up early and rides her bike every day.
Well, that'll do it.
And she chases low after impact. Tom.
Yeah, low impact, high cardio. Yeah, well, that'll be fun. She's always entertaining on every show, but Mondays in particular. You know, if I was describing my weekend, Patty, it would take me 2 minutes of material I could get out of it. I mean, in other words, look, I spend a lot of time with my kids every chance I get. And me and my ex-wife, we don't have the whole mom's weekend, dad's weekend thing. We allow them to kind of just, hey, I want to go to dad's, or hey, we want to stay at mom's. All right, no problem. They've been over here a lot. They were over here this weekend. And we play a lot of games, a lot of board games, card games. And that's not all that fun to talk about, but they're fun to play. The reason why I'm bringing that up is because my weekend, my life is so boring. Aside from my kids, my life is so boring that if I were to do, required to do a talk radio show for 2 hours about what I did for the weekend, I would need about 10 weekends before I could do that. That's how low key. And look, Patty, I have a really great connection with my kids. I've got a great mother, a great father, and I have a pretty tight inner circle. My inner circle is not very big in terms of the amount of friends that I have. I choose to have it that way. It's not that I'm a bad guy or I think other people are bad people. I just choose to keep my inner circle small just because I want certain things about my life to remain private. There are certain privacies that I want, and I'll share it with the people whom I decide are worthy of that. But by and large, I don't know why I got into this. You got me thinking about the weekend, and here I am getting into I guess what I'm trying to say is my life's boring and I like it like that.
It's okay. But you're making memories with your kids, which is the number one priority, I think.
Oh, for sure. Without a doubt. And look, we get into some heated card games, man. Heated board games. I mean, it's contested. I'm proud of my kids because I've raised them to be competitive, you know, and that's an important trait that we're losing in this country, honestly. Oh, why do we have to play? Why are we keeping score? We shouldn't keep score in T-ball. Let's stop keeping score. If there's a scoreboard, you know, then we're trying to win. If there's a winner and a loser, a first, second, third, and fourth place, we're trying to win first place. You think the kids don't know what the score is? They're keeping score.
Absolutely.
I'm talking about these leagues, coach pitch. No, we're not going to keep scoring coach pitch. You don't think that they're keeping track? They're not stupid. They know how to count. They know what's going on. Don't fool yourself. Anyway, I'm proud that I've raised my kids to be, with the help of my ex-wife, to be competitive. And we compete. If we're playing a sport or if we're playing a board game or whatever, horseshoes, doesn't matter. We're trying to put our best foot forward. We're trying to beat our opponent. And somehow in America, we've shied away from that. We can't do that. We got to be nicer. Stop being nice. I mean, don't be a jerk. But if they're facing you in competition, don't cut them any slack. I don't cut my kids any slack if we're playing something. They got to beat me. Chess, well, they got to beat me. I'm not going to just give them the game. All right, 1 hour down, one more to go. This is the Christian Garrick Show right here on WGSO, 990 AM, WGSO.com, and also on the Mixler app. Maybe I went a little early, Patty.
You did. I was just looking for a PSA. That's all right.
My timing is off.
You got about 15 seconds.
Yeah. We'll get into hour number
two. What you got tomorrow?
Tomorrow is going to be my weekly conversation with Chase Spears, Derek Fossier. And I don't know the topics yet until I get into this evening. I'll wait till after the show. I kind of decompress and then take another look at it this evening. What I want to talk about. But that's coming up tomorrow. Yes. All right, that's a wrap. 1 hour now, one more to go. This is Christian Garrick.
Shaking my head and thinking something ain't right. Is it just me? Am I losing my mind? Am I standing on the edge of the end of time? Am I the only one? Tell me I'm not. Who thinks of taking all the good we got and turning it back? Hell, I'll be damned. I think I'm turning into my old man. Am I the only one?